Time to wrap up the day's top business news at 23 minutes past 6, still on Money Talk on Mix 93.8 FM. Now focusing on the latest retail sales figures. They did come in better than expected. The recorded figure this time around was 5.5%, an acceleration year on year in August, thus defying consumer pressure. We now speak to economist at Nedbank, Isaac Matsego. Good evening, sir.
Good evening to you.
Mr. Matsego, what are these figures attributed to?
Well, I'll say that the numbers were quite encouraging, but looking at the detail, you know, I'm not convinced that what we are seeing is the start of a sustained improvement in retail sales. Because, I mean, the breakdown, you know, indicates that the contribution came mainly from general dealers and specialized food, beverages, and tobacco. And those two sort of, you know, encompass basic goods. So I would really like to see, you know, a strong improvement in, for instance, textiles, clothing, footwear, and leather, as well as household furniture, appliances, and equipment. And what I can say is that, you know, looking at, for instance, household furniture, the trend is very encouraging. You know, after a very weak trend starting in April 2016, we've seen 3 months of you know, a strong rebound. And if that continues, definitely I would say that, you know, the consumer is recovering, and we do expect some benefit from, for instance, from the lower interest rates.
What does it say about consumers, and more so, what does it mean for retailers?
Well, you know, honestly speaking, you know, the consumer is still facing some pressures. You know, over the past 3 months or so, we've seen some significant fuel price increases, and those definitely are eating into disposable incomes. And of course, you know, the rent has been under some pressure since early October, and that is definitely likely to feed into import prices of some key goods, and that would add pressure to consumer finances. And that would say to me that maybe the benefit that we are likely to derive from the drop in the repo rate and actually the prime rate is likely to be eroded by all these pressures.
Going forward, what's expected with retail sales from basically September, counting all the way towards December? What are we expecting? What is that picture likely to look like?
Well, in the fourth quarter of the year, we always see a seasonal uplift in retail sales. You know, the holiday season sees people just buying and all that. But what we're going to be watching is, you know, how strong is this season going to be compared to last year? And we expect a slight increase in sales compared to a year ago. But going into next year, it will all be about, you know, the direction of interest rates, job prospects, what's happening to consumer incomes, and also, you know, the direction of the rent. Are we going to see the rent coming under significant pressure, maybe due to political factors, or maybe the global environment is going to take a turn for the worse? But if we see the situation remaining favorable, we should keep seeing consumer spending improving.
Thank you so much for your time. Always a pleasure speaking to economist at Nedbank, Isaac Matsego, talking us through the latest retail sales data, which came in better than expected in August.